from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Mas'eh, Why the Kohen? We know that if someone killed someone, God forbid, by mistake, in ancient times, and one day in the future again, then they would go to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge. There were three cities of refuge on the west bank of the Jordan, and three cities of refuge on the right bank of the Jordan. And there were other Levitical cities that the person could run to as well. If they were in that city, they could not be killed. If they went out the city, then their closest next of kin could kill them. When they go to that city of refuge, the Yashav Sham, they have to remain there, Ad Mot HaKohen HaGadol, that he be'ir mikato yeshev, he should remain in that city of refuge, Ad Mot HaKohen HaGadol, until the high priest dies. Ad Mot HaKohen HaGadol, Eshuv HaRotzech L'Erech Zato. Then after he dies, he can go back to his ancestral land. Why? Why the Kohen? Why does it have to take the death of the Kohen for him to go back to his ancestral lands? The second interpretation of Rashi is the most famous and probably the most beautiful. And that is, he says very simply, that it takes the death of the Kohen Gadol because he says he should have prayed for those who Shayalo Kohen Gadol Palel Sholotera Takala. He should have prayed specifically that this type of mistaken murder should not take place on his watch. As long as I'm Kohen Gadol, God, please don't allow one person to kill another by mistake. Let there be no traffic accidents. That's his responsibility. He's responsible for the mistaken errors. In fact, we find that on Yom Kippur, that Kohen Gadol atones, the high priest atones for Tumat Mikdash V'Kadashav, people who made mistakes. People who didn't even realize they were impure when they ate things that are holy or they went into the Beit HaMikdash. He's responsible for that. So that's his job. Second interpretation of Rashi is more difficult. He brings first, because the whole role of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is to bring atonement for the Jews, to bring the presence of God in this world, to help us live longer. He prays for us. He gives atones for us so we shouldn't die from our sins. But the Rotzeach, the murderer, he makes God's presence leave Israel when the Jews are murderers, and he makes our lives shorter because he killed someone. So these two people have nothing to do, who should have nothing to do with each other. Inu kedai shelifnei Kohen Gadol. We're not letting this guy out. We don't want him to appear in front of the Kohen Gadol. The twain shall never meet. He should never be standing in front of a Kohen Gadol because these people are opposites. One is a life giver, one's a life taker, one's a Shechina bringer, one's a Shechina taker. That's Rashi. The Rashbam says we're really talking about not the Kohen Gadol, talking about the leader. Ibn Ezra says, Ki hu yichaper ba'ad Yisrael, until the death of the Kohen, because he atones. Not sure what he means. He might mean what some other commentators say, that his death atones for Israel and for all that he has done. The Chizkuni, a French commentator, says, well, who's in charge of the Ari Miklat? The Kohen. Because the Ari Miklat, part of 36 Levitical towns, and Levitical towns must have like a mayor. And the mayor is the high priest, and therefore he's under his laws. And when he dies, his reign is over, then he may go. Sephorno has a fascinating interpretation. He says, we know that a person goes into exile because of mistakes. But mistakes can come in two forms. There are some mistakes that you really could have done better. Sometimes people yell at you for making a mistake because they know you could have acted more cautiously and you wouldn't have made that mistake. Other times, there are mistakes that are truly mistakes and there's nothing you could have done about it. There's karov l'ones and karov l'pshia. There are things that are almost on purpose, and there are things that are almost completely out of your control. So since there are different types of people who killed by mistake, it depends. So ideally, God arranges it like this. when someone who kills someone by mistake, but it was really a serious offense because their mistake was negligent. They were negligent. That's how they got to the mistake. Then the high priest might die 25 years after he gets there. He may never die in his lifetime, and he may die in the Ur Miklat. However, if someone was really quite innocent fellow, it was almost completely out of his control, then maybe the Kohen Gadol would die within minutes, within hours, within days, within weeks, within years of his exile. So it turns out that the punishment is more equitable because it varies from person to person. The Rabbeinu Bachye quotes Rashi and others, and then he says as follows. He says that mitato shel kohen gadol nechama bekrovo shel yirtzach. He says the person who was killed could feel a certain enmity toward the kohen gadol, to the high priest. He said he didn't pray for us, but when the high priest dies, the family feels better. So he won't be so angry, and he won't kill the person, so the person can now leave the city of refuge. The Rabbarbanel says that you know, it's a big deal when the high priest dies, and the whole country goes into mourning, and when the whole country goes into mourning, then maybe people start to think about life and the meaning of life. And we realize that life is passing, and therefore, maybe the Goel Adam, the person who wants to avenge his relative's death, they will also calm down, and they won't be out to kill the murderer who did so by mistake. Finally, the Shadal first says he likes the Sforno's interpretation. That depends. There are different types of people who kill by mistake. Then he says as follows. He says that he quotes the Mincha Blula, one of the commentaries. He says it's in order to help when the new high priest comes in, everyone will be so excited because these people get pardoned from their murders. And they go free, and they reunite with their families. They go back home. Everyone's throwing parties. Everyone's so excited. It's part of the inaugural celebrations of the new priest. But the Shadal says, in that case, it should say he stays there until the new priest comes in, not until the death of the other one. So then he likes another interpretation. That is because the Kohen atones for a lot of mistakes that people make through the various sacrifices he brings, particularly Yom Kippur. And that's what he does in Yom Kippur. So his death also atones. There's no greater atonement than his death. And it could even atone for involuntary murder. Maybe that's what Ibn Ezra meant. Or Shadal must have not thought, he must have thought this was a new interpretation. So he'd probably read the Ibn Ezra like this. Ki yichaper bad Yisrael. When the high priest dies, then and only then does he go free, because he was atoning for the Jews, and perhaps he atoned for the Jews throughout his life. We have to think more about the Ibn Ezra and exactly what he means. In any event, it's a great mystery why the death of the Kohen Gadol plays this role. It's interesting to know that Talmud says that because of this phenomenon, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol would go out to the Ur Miklat and they give out milk and cookies to the people who had killed by mistake, because they were hoping that the people weren't praying for her son to die, for the Kohen Gadol to die. So we don't want to create a situation where the high priest has all these people praying for his death. So there's a glitch built into the system where people might be praying for his death. So the mothers try to befriend the murderers, so that they wouldn't pray for the death of her son, of the high priest. Because we see that even the prayers of those who were unintentional murders would have some effect. So it's interesting that the death of the high priest, the death of an important spiritual leader and social leader among the Jewish people, it plays a significant role, and it could change the minds of and hearts of people. And when there is a passing of a leader, of a great rabbi, a great scholar, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from it. It's a time when people's minds could change, and even the avengers, those who were bloodthirsty, seeking the death of others, even they can come down at these times and come to a different realization. So thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Emeth Congregation for our discussion of the mystery of the Kohen Gadol. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.